What's the feeling in the training camp now you've had kind of a week together and you've had that result out of the way? Is it generally a pretty positive vibe? You feel like you're settling in well?
Yeah, we are positive. We are positive. There's a way of working that we expect. They are getting used to that. They know we are going to work in a certain way, and I think it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. They know where we are going. They're comfortable with it. It's an aggressive way. In the right way, yeah. I'm very happy with the application of the players.
You said there were lessons learned after Saturday. Can you be just that one game that you're taking forward?
Well, just in our disciplined way, how we are as a team, when we are defending and when we are attacking. Sometimes we are not taking the shot while we could. You know, sometimes you can be better in the combination. You know. All those things, and as a team, when we are attacking, that we are already thinking of the defense part, you know. So all those things we can improve and try to become a better, solid team. But that is time, and that is repetition.
What's the approach tomorrow night? You've mentioned aggression, but you've also mentioned being solid. So how are you going to go into this one?
You have to have both. You have to have the right aggression, you know, a controlled aggression, and you have to be able to defend as well, but solidly with people behind, you know, the ball. We always like to put pressure on the ball, you know, because we don't want to make it easy, but also that lifts our supporters. And when our supporters are singing and cheering us on, that's our 12 men, and that will help us. So in that way, that's how we have to approach the game and try to keep it on a high tempo.
Chris Hughton, do you know him? Have you come across him?
I know him quite well, yes.
What do you think of the job he's done so far this season?
Magnificent. There is no nicer man than him in the business. Somebody I really respect. Yeah, really respect, because he has his beliefs and he is a gentleman. And a lot of people can take a lot of examples of that, you know, in the game. So, somebody that I wish all the best of.
You obviously managed Burton, who were top of League One. Is that helping with your approach to this one? Can you get inside the mindset of Chris?
I don't think that it is needed for me to go into the mindset of Chris Hughton. Chris Hughton is Chris Hughton. He will do what he needs to do. We need to concentrate on us. We need to concentrate on what we need to do well against them, and make sure that we do that. They are going to do what they are going to do, and we have to weapon ourselves to that and utilize our strengths.
You've mentioned a lack of confidence in some of your players. How do you address that, especially when you've got to play a team like Brighton?
Well, lack of confidence, there was. But they're coming out of that. They're coming out of that, and they need to come out of that. We want to give our players as much room as possible to be able to express themselves and go for it. Play with freedom. Play with no strings attached. Obviously, in a disciplined way, you know, there are certain things that you have to do for the team, but in a freedom, in that ball that they can unleash their things that they have, the good things that they have, you know, and play. Mm-hmm. There's no failure, you know. Go for it.
Just finally, speaking of going for it, strikers, we'll talk your team first. Charlie Austin, what's your vision with Charlie? I mean, is he going to start tomorrow night?
I can't talk about that.
But your long-term vision, I mean, we've seen he's playing half an hour, mm-hmm. and building up. Kind of, can you answer where this is going?
My long-term vision with Charlie is that he's starting game in, game out, because he's a good striker. I think the world of him. You know, he's somebody that every team would want in his team, you know. It's just a matter of time.
How close is he though, week in, week out? Can you give any kind of timescale?
no time scale, but he's very close.
All right, we'll move on to Bobby Zamora. Obviously, yeah. He's coming back to Loftus Road this weekend. Have you played against him?
I must have played against him. I have no idea, but I must have played against him a long time ago when I was fit. But nice to see Bobby coming back. Hopefully he will get a really nice welcome. But after that, it's business. It's business. And we need to weapon ourselves against him. Good player, smart player. But once again, we need to do our thing.
Yeah, veteran striker, and he's still scoring goals. I think 3 in his last 4. How do you plan to contain Brighton and their attack?
We have our way. Need to concentrate on us and really defend really well against them when they have the ball and be aggressive, but be aggressive the right way.
Just finally, you've mentioned your way in there and our way. What is your way? Can you just tell me a little bit more about your philosophy?
If I'm going to tell you everything, then, you know, there's not going to be any secrets, you know? Our way is our way. It's our positive way. And that's how we're going to do it.
And time will tell.